We wanted to switch the tape.
Oh. I thought maybe something happened here. Wait a minute, what did I miss? Gives us love first, then power. And that power is a perfect power to walk by Him and to believe on Him. And a sound mind. And a sound mind is that mind that lets you say, wait a minute, I'm going to believe God no matter what's going on.
Amen.
Amen. I want to, let's do a song here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Build your house on a rock.
Build your house on a rock.
Oh, you stopped.
I thought you wanted me to stop.
Praise God. Praise God. What time it is?
Quarter of nine.
Quarter of nine. Yeah, now that we got another tape in, it doesn't matter, does it?
Actually, we will have to switch the video in 15 minutes, but we're good for another little bit on the
other. Who cares?
I like who cares.
No, what I want, we got more people coming down tomorrow. We got people coming from Burlington, Vermont. And from Northfield, Vermont, or Montpelier, and Calais. So I am looking for a night of real miracles tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen. I'm looking for a night of praise and worship and miracles and word. And for God to move in people that they thought they'd never be able to move in.
Amen.
Now, there's a guy standing back there in that blue shirt. I like picking on him. If you don't believe I like picking on him, ask him after the service. Every day I get up and say, Lord, thank you for Dan. So I can pick on him. We all have a way of praising God and serving God, and Dan serves God best by me picking on him. But I have never known a more skeptical person or stubborn person or hard-headed person in my life when it comes to knowing about God's glorious power and His miracles than Dan. But if God could reach through Dan, He can reach through anybody.
Amen.
And I've got a friend of mine in South Carolina that's just about as stubborn or more stubborn than Dan. And I praise God for him too. But when you really look back, nobody was more stubborn than me in this tent. So if God can reach Dan, and God can reach me, and God can reach Mike, and God can reach Ann, shall I go on? I don't care who you are, listening by radio, watching on a video, or listening by tape, or in this tent, God can do you too.
Amen.
Amen.
All you got to do is let Him do it.
Amen.
Just turn loose and say, guess what? I just found out something, Lord. You're God.
Amen.
Not me.
Amen.
That's all it takes. That's all it really takes. And I'm going to say that till you get tired of hearing it.
Hallelujah.
Take God serious.
Yes, hallelujah.
That literally means believing. Don't take yourself serious. You're not bigger than God. You're really not. And believe His word.
Amen.
And you know what you say? Well, I had a bad day today, and I said some things. So what?
Amen. Amen.
So what?
Amen.
You know, sit down a minute. I'm going to preach a minute. In the book of Revelation, it talks of seven churches. Did you know that all seven of those churches are in existence today?
Amen.
And did you know that of all of those seven churches, there was only one church that Jesus said He was going to keep from the hour of temptation that was going to come upon the whole world to try them?
Yep.
Do you know what that means? That means that only one church out of those seven is going to be caught up in the air with Christ. All the other six are going to stay back here on this planet during the tribulation. And a lot of these churches that are running around saying they're going to get caught up as the bride are going to find out they're not caught up as a bride. They're going to stay right here on this planet. Go read 2 Thessalonians and see what Paul says when he says, "When by our gathering together unto Him," it's us going to Him. If you don't have the power of God to go to Him, you're not going. Somebody understand what I'm saying? And you can't have the power of God to go to Him unless you believe Him. And what makes it so you can believe Him? Faith. What gives faith power?
Obedience.
Obedience. And what does He tell us? He tells us to love one another.
Amen.
He says, this is how they're going to know you're My disciples, by your love one for another. You know what it means to love someone? Huh? Do you know what it means? It means I'm going to put you before Me. I'm going to put your well-being before Mine. And when you're stupid and when you act like an idiot, I'm not going to look at that. I'm going to look right past it. And I'm still going to love you. That's how my wife loves me sometimes, and that's how I love her sometimes. Love is a decision. It's a decision to do a thing. And you do it because you obey. God said love, so you love. The Church of Philadelphia means brotherly love. Jesus said, this is how they're going to know you're My disciples, for you love one to another. It's the church that can love one another even when they ain't perfect. It's the church that when Jeannie comes in and she's had a bad day and everything's gone wrong and she's, ah, 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 ah. How you doing, Jeannie?
You can say the same about me, Jeannie.
Didn't you just say, well, Lord, I love her anyway. Bless Amen. God, you'll get it right. Go on, have your bad day. We'll get it better later. Or if I call up and say, son, I got a something to do. I'm busy. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. My natural tendency is take the kid out and replace him. Tell him, I made him. I can make me another one. But you see, that's the old man. That's the old man. But the new man says, that's all right. I love him anyway. Hmm. You know, that's what it's all about. Do you know why people get upset and lie and deceive because of rejection? They lie and deceive because they don't want to be rejected. Take that away from them and they don't have to lie.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Now, I've had a very simple rule in this ministry since 1972. Well, Steve, you've been with me for how long? 9.5 years. John? How long? 12 years. Ann? 76. 24 years. So we've got a few people that have been around with me. My rule is very simple. And this is what I believe that God has called the church to do with one another. I will never reject you. I will always love you. It doesn't matter whether you love me back or not. It doesn't matter whether you reject me or not. I will not reject you, and I will always love you. Has that been my rule since you've known me? Have you ever known me to break it? I've had people take me for thousands of dollars, literally rip me off and steal. And they come back, and I treat them as if they were my son, and I've never put them down or hate them or anything. You know why? Because to God, I'm just as guilty. If I could be perfect, then I could require it of you. But because I can't be perfect, I need God's grace as much as everybody else. Yep. And you know, where you store your treasures is in heaven. You know what your greatest treasure is? Grace.
Yep.
Mercy. And you know how you get it there? When you extend grace and mercy to other people, God builds a bank account for you.
Amen.
And then when you need it, you've got it.
Amen.
Give mercy.
Amen.
Give grace to one another. Love one another.
Amen.
Love one another. Don't hate. Don't envy. Love. And you watch the power of God move through you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. We're not taking up an offering. And I'm gonna tell you a couple things real quickly. I want you to pray about. I want you to pray about a few things. Of course, the baskets are here, and we do need help, but that's between you and the Lord. But there are some items I want to talk about so that you can pray about it throughout this week. This ministry needs some vehicles. We need vehicles. One of the things this ministry wants to do is put together a food wagon, a kitchen. And when we take this tent out, we go into cities. We not only use it to cook for ourselves, but we feed the poor. We feed the homeless. See, we don't try to minister to church people that much. We try to minister to those who don't know Jesus and that are in the streets. And we have a camp kitchen, if you notice back here. The reason we have that camp kitchen is when we're out in different areas, we set that up and the homeless come and they eat. And we invite them. We actually let them sleep in the tent. And we brought people to the Lord, many people to the Lord that way. But we're wanting to put together a kitchen on wheels. So that's one thing. Well, another thing is we need vehicles to pull trailers. We're using vehicles to pull trailers now that shouldn't be doing it. So these are our prayers. Keep these things in prayer. And pray for one another. Pray for this ministry. And of course, let's pray for Claremont.
Amen.
Claremont is taken.
Amen.
If you get two people that believe that'll stay in this town, it's taken. Amen.
Amen.
That guy's going to come to reality real soon. Bless him, Lord. All right. Ricky, why don't you do my traveling music?
Yes, sir. Oh, that's just not right. There we go.
Thank you. Now, before you leave here tonight, take somebody to by the hand. Husbands and wives don't count. Tell them you love them in the name of Jesus. Future husbands and wives don't count either. All right? Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Well, we thank you all for coming. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Love you, man.
Bring a friend. Bring a few friends.
folks need to know about what the Lord's got for them. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right, well, we got some tapes up here for folks who are interested. And if anybody's interested in that, just get with me or one of the other guys up here. We also got Rick's music. If anybody's interested, just get with us. Otherwise, God bless you. We'll see you back here tomorrow night.